Well, your father-in-law, would he have been from Brooks County?
Yes, he lived right up there. Mm-hmm.
Well, gee, that's really close to Lowndes County. It's funny that you would not have heard the word before if that was a common word.
He called them posies or somebody's or something, and I thought he was crazy. We always called it porch.
Uh-huh. Well, I always call it porch, too. That's my word. What would you call a porch that was up on the second floor?
I reckon you'd call it a porch upstairs.
All right. Mm-hmm. Does it make any difference whether a porch has a roof or not? Is it still a porch if it doesn't have one?
Well, yeah, but most of them has them.
Mm-hmm. Yours had them on your grandmother's house? Okay. If the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody what?
Close it.
Or what's another word?
Shut.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between those two words to you?
Well, no. One says closed, the other shut, so it's all about the same.
Some people think it's not quite as polite to say shut the door. Do you think that?
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't matter to me, you know.
I know it don't me either.
Okay. Let's see. How about the boards outside the house that lap over each other? Do you have a name for those?
Side.
Any other thing you might have heard? Any older word?
No, that's what the boards laps over.
Did you ever hear weatherboarding or clapboards or anything like that?
Weatherboard.
Okay. Is that the same as siding?
That's what they call it.
All right. Let's see. Talking about what you do in a car, you might say, I get in my car and I do what?
Crank it.
And then you?
Drive.
And yesterday I?
Drove it.
And I have? Many times I have?
Drove it.
All right. And what is the part of the top of the house, the covering?
We used to have boards on ours, but it was, that's tin on this.
Well, what do you call them?
Shingles.
Well, what's the name for the whole thing?
House top.
What's another name for that? Real common word. You might say, I have a leak in my...
Tin, I don't know if we have a leak in our tin.
Your tin what, though?
Top, house top.
Trying to think of another way to get you to say that. What do you... If you just house top
cover.
Yeah, this is it's a simpler word than that, really, I think, and I can't think of any way to get you to say it. If you were climbing up on it, you'd say, be careful and don't fall off the...
top of the house.
How about a word that starts with an R? How about roof or roof?
Roof.
Is that how you say
it? Don't fall off the roof.
Okay. Is that? Would you call it roof or would you always say housetop?
Well, I say housetop, but the roof is proper for it.
Okay. Well, it's the same thing, of course. How about little things along the edge that would carry the water off? Those are what?
Drainage.
Would you have a name for the things?
Well, there would be... Oh, I can't think. Drainage is all I know. Just hit it. Runs it off.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call them troughs or gutters or anything like that?
Call it a gutter.
All right. Do you know a name for a place on some houses if there were a roof and then an L coming together so that it made a place like that where water would run down? I don't have a name for that myself. So lots of people do, though.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call it either.
Would you have ever heard it called an alley or a valley?
Yeah.
What would you have heard?
Some people say valley, some say alley.
You've heard both? Around here?
They're what older people used to say.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have a name for that.
I don't have a name.
No, I don't either. Okay, how about a little building that you might use for storing wood?
It's a wood shelter.
And how about one for storing tools?
Tool shelter.
Good. If I had a lot of troubles and I was telling you about them and you were tired of hearing me talk about it, you might say, well, you wanted me to know that you also had troubles. You'd say, well, I...
got no problems myself.
Okay, that's good. Okay, if there were a noise outside, I might say to you, did you